pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton City Council for Tuesday, January 19th, 2016. I apologize. We had a council planning meeting earlier this evening that ran a little late, so I do apologize to everyone for starting late this evening. I just want to let everybody know that on your desks this evening is a letter from Attorney Michael Purse requesting withdrawal without prejudice for the waiver of the dimensional requirements for the parking stall component of docket item 416-12(6), which is on second call that the chair of the Land Use Committee will deal with tonight. Also on your desks is the modified site plan for number 416-12(6) and (7). There is a memo from Associate City Solicitor Rita Young regarding docket item 416-12(6) and (7) and a new draft council order. And there is also, not related, I believe, to this petition or petitions, there is a docket addendum for tonight in your docket books, okay? Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. At this time, I'll start with our first call of reports. I'll recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Councilor Mark Laredo.
Thank you, President Lennon. The report begins on page 4, Tuesday, January 19th. The first item is 480-14, petition to rezone 283 Melrose Street from MR1 District to MU4 District. That was withdrawn without prejudice. It was approved 6-0. The next item is related, 480-14, Prince 4, petition to expand Turtle Lane Playhouse and construct a second building for a mixed-use project at 283 Melrose Street, Ward 4. The hearing was continued to February 2nd, 2016. The item was held, therefore, 6-0. Turning to page 5, that item is on second call. This is the second one. The next one is 326-15, petition to increase seating at Bertucci's Restaurant, 275 Center Street, Ward 1. The hearing was continued to be a date to be determined, 6-0. Next item, 230-15, parens 2, close parens, petition to increase the floor area ratio at 239 Cypress Street, Ward 6. The hearing was closed. That was approved as amended 5-0. Turning to page 6, 348-15, petition to increase the floor area ratio at 27-29 Talbot Street, Ward 3. The hearing was closed. It was approved 4-0-1 with one abstention. 349-15, petition to increase an existing nonconforming setbacks at 28 Beecher Place, Ward 6. The hearing was closed. That was approved 6-0. 350-15, petition to increase the floor area ratio at 17 East Boulevard Road. The hearing was closed. That was approved 6-0. 351-15, petition for 4 attached dwelling units to an existing two-family dwelling at 1110 Chestnut Street. That is in Ward 5. The hearing was continued to February 2, 2016. The vote on that was 6-0. We had 4 auto license renewals, 241-15 Clay Nissan of Newton, Inc., 258-15 Newton Center Shell, Inc., 248-15 John Bertoni doing business as Enzo's Auto Sales, and 269-15 John and Catalina Bertoni doing business as Velocity Motors. Each of those was approved 6-0. And I do have a couple of public hearings to assign, Mr. President.
Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Directing my colleague's attention to page 8, 15-16. This is going to be held on February 9. There's a petition for an accessory apartment at 126 Cornell Street. That is in Ward 4. Also for the same evening, 16-16, special permit for 30 Caroline Park. That is in Ward 5. And that concludes the report and the assignments of hearings, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, they have the Zoning and Planning Committee chaired by Councilor Hesmahan. Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Zoning and Planning Committee begins on page 7 of the report's docket. Docket number 9-16, Councilor Sangiolo requesting the City Council nominate the building currently housing the Episcopal Parish of the Messiah located at 1900 Com Ave in Auburndale for landmark designation. That was voted no action necessary, 5-0, by the request of the docketer, and that is the report of the committee for tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee chaired by Councilor John Rice.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee chaired by Councilor Jay Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's one item on page 7, 319-15, Acting Director of Planning Development requesting a discussion and presentation of the draft of the Newton Center parking strategy. That was recommended at no action necessary, 3-0, and that concludes the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Councilor Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report, but I would like to, for the record, mention that our meeting starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, as usual, and we will be taking up soon, after a brief utilities hearing, the matter of waste management and recycling programs in the City of Newton, and I know many of you from other committees are sharing on that docket item, so please attend, because this will be an opportunity to ask all of the questions. It will be a preliminary meeting, not the full discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Finance Committee. A report will be given by Vice Chair Councilor Ruth Ann Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President. While there is no report, we have two late docketed items for which I need a suspension of the rules.
The Vice Chair is requesting a suspension of the rules to accept two late filed docket items. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead.
On page 11, number 29-16, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $9,362.58 from judgments and settlements accounts to cover the full and final settlement from damages caused by a City of Newton vehicle. And on the following page, page 12, a timely one, His Honor, the number 30-16, His Honor, the Mayor, requesting authorization to transfer $1 million from budget reserve snow and ice removal account to within DPW personnel costs overtime $300,000 and rental vehicles within DPW for $700,000. Thank you.
Thank you, and those will the latter will be on both the PF and Finance Committee dockets. Thank you, Madam Acting Chair. Next, I have the Real Property Reuse Committee, chaired by Councilor Susan Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, is there any other business? Councilor Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I apologize. I was speaking with Clerk Shauna Sullivan today, and I didn't see it on my desk. Apparently, it's in the book, but there was a late filed item for public facilities as well just today. And I would like to have a suspension of the rules in order to refer this to committee.
Is this 30-16 that we just suspended the rules for?
In finance?
Yeah, yes. and it was referred to both PF and finance.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
That's sufficient?
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Is there any other business before the council on first call this evening? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the reports docket and the referral of our new docket.
Councilor Albright.
Aye.
Councilor Auchincloss. Councilor Baker. Councilor Blazer.
Aye.
Councilor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councilor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councilor Cody.
Aye.
Councilor Crossley.
Aye.
Councilor Danberg.
Aye.
Councilor Fuller.
Aye.
Councilor Gentile. Councilor Harney.
Aye.
Councilor Hesmahan.
Aye.
Councilor Kalis.
Aye.
Councilor Lappin.
Aye.
Councilor Laredo. Aye. Councilor Leary.
Aye.
Councilor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councilor Norton. Councilor Rice.
Aye.
Councilor Sangiolo. Councilor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councilor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 20 yeas with 4 absent.
Thank you. All items have passed and the docket was referred. Okay, there are 2 related items on second call this evening. Could I have a motion to forego recess so we could take up? Motion has been made and seconded to forego recess. All those in favor of foregoing recess will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. I will recognize at this time the chair of the Land Use Committee, Councilor Laredo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item is 416-12, parens 6, close parens. This was a petition to restripe an existing parking lot as part of the modern bar petition to include 5 parking spaces. The committee did not vote to approve that portion of the requested relief, and therefore the petitioner has filed a motion to withdraw it without prejudice. That is before us now. Do I need to poll my committee on that, Mr.?
Yes, please.
All right. So I do need to poll the committee as to whether or not to accept this motion to withdraw. All in favor of accepting the motion to withdraw? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in favor, none opposed. Did I miss somebody? We have 8, I believe. Can I just see a show of hands again? I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Got it. 8-0. I'm sorry. Alderman Schwartz, I'm not sure you raised your hand. And you,
he's a tricky guy.
So, but we want you to count. So that covers us there. The next item, 416-12, parens 7, close parens, is the main petition on modern bar. And I'm going to explain briefly why we're putting this. I'm going to ask for a motion to postpone to a date certain. This petition, as many of you will recall, we have had numerous working sessions on this last term. It got refiled this term. We took it up. We closed the public hearing, and we crafted at least the draft of a board order that Tuesday evening. Our legal counsel planning department worked very hard to try to craft that order in a fashion that was consistent with what we talked about in committee. You should have seen drafts, I think, at least drafts were circulated to some of us Thursday. There was a draft included in the packet on Friday. And then again, as late as this afternoon, we were still tinkering with the board order. And after consulting with the president and others, I determined that that's not a good way for us to be doing business. What I'm hoping we have is you now have on your desks a new site plan, an accurate site plan, so we know what we're voting on, and some revised board language along with a cover memorandum from Ms. Young. What I'm going to ask committee members and any other counselors who are particularly interested in this petition to read the language very carefully over the next few days, and I would ask that you try to get back to me no later than, say, a week from today at the latest with any concerns or suggestions regarding the language so that when it is in our packets in approximately a week and a half for consideration in 2 weeks, we have what I hope is consensus on the language in the board order. If we do not, if there's still a disagreement, then I'm going to do one of 2 things with the indulgence of the president. Either schedule a special meeting of the committee immediately before our next board meeting so we can try to grapple with it, or alternatively, and this is not my preference, to put it on for our first meeting in February. I really would much prefer, if we need to meet, and I'm not at all convinced that we do, but if we do, to do it before our next full board meeting, because this item has been before us for so long, I think the neighbors, the petitioner, all deserve to have some closure on this and a vote up or down. So with that, Mr. President, I'm going to ask for may I make the motion to postpone? So I'm going to postpone, ask to we postpone to a date certain for the first full board meeting in February, which I believe is February 1st.
Yes. Mr. Chair, could you just please clarify for the rest of the board that you will be making the motion to postpone, even though we just pulled the committee to accept the withdrawal,
on the waiver of the parking requirement, you are still referring both items to the February 1st.
The first item, 12, parens 6, had multiple components in it. One was a request to increase the number of parking spaces to 5. That request has been withdrawn now without prejudice. So, frankly, the petitioner is free to come back in the next 6 months or a year and renew that request. But there's other relief sought in that petition, paren 6, that's tied into paren 7, which is why the remainder of paren 6 will still be before us in 2 weeks. I will be happy, if you want this evening, it probably makes more sense than the first, to offer more information as to...
Yes, please, but I just wanted to be real clear that we didn't just withdraw the whole paren 6. We are referring both items to the first, okay?
Thank you, Mr. President, for that.
Okay. So on both items, there is on 416-12 paren 6 and 416-12 paren 7, both items have the motion was made to postpone these items to a date certain of Monday, February 1st by the chair. Is there any discussion on the motion to postpone these two items? Seeing none, we'll try this on a voice vote. All those in favor of a motion to postpone will say aye. Opposed. The ayes have it. The two items have been postponed to the first meeting in February. Is there anyone else that has any business before the board this evening? Seeing none, I will recognize Councilor Jim Cote.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. All those in favor of adjournment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:12 p.m.